San Francisco supervisor's car broken into outside City Hall during crime discussion. By Joel B. Polak on March 12, 2021. San Francisco supervisor Asha Safai had his car broken into outside City Hall on Tuesday, while he was inside the building discussing crime. Safai posted a photo of the crime to Twitter on Thursday. As Safai later noted, the crime happened while he was inside the building, calling for a hearing on the rise in petty crime. As the San Francisco Chronicle noted, the supervisor's tweet wasn't met with much sympathy, which probably was to be expected in a city where mounds of crushed glass litter the curbs and sidewalks and car break-ins are commonplace. Car break-ins have actually dropped, according to police data. With tourists all but gone for now, Safai said, residents are the most common victims of smash-and-grab car burglars, and he believes substance abusers are largely to blame. He said he's pushing a new program to get more perpetrators of property crimes into abstinence-based treatment, which he thinks will make a dent in car break-ins. And now he shares the frustration of San Franciscans weary of finding their car windows smashed. Petty crime is among the reasons that a growing number of San Francisco residents left the city in recent years. Rents have only recently stabilized in the city after the exodus was accelerated by the pandemic, which saw much of the city's commercial life and nightlife shut down. Last month, Mayor London Breed released a plan to redistribute $120 million from law enforcement to the black community, a response to the Black Lives Matter movement and its demands to defund the police. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.